This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome to episode 12, Subhanallah, Moments with the Quran. Today we take an ayah from Surah Al-A'raf in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjidin wa kulu wa shrabu wa la tusrifu innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah, He addresses the believers. But He addresses them using the term, O children of Adam, reminding us that we are the children of our father, Adam alayhi salam, and also reminding us in this process that we are the children of our mother, Hawa alayhi salam. And there's a wisdom behind this, and inshallah we will share this just now. Also in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us towards an ideal, and He warns us against a harm. And then He teaches us an important reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us towards dressing appropriately whenever we pray. And He tells us to eat and drink from that which is halal, but He warns us against overdoing it, crossing the boundaries, crossing our limits, right? Going into excess where we eat and we overeat and we drink and we overdrink. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us an important reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the people of excessiveness in all forms and all manners. Now, at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us towards dressing appropriately with the salah. And originally, this command was for those who are going to Masjidul Haram. Why? Because in Jahiliyyah, during the period of ignorance, people used to circumambulate, the Arabs used to circumambulate the Kaaba, they used to do their tawaf whilst naked. And Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, in a narration in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim as well, he mentions how the Quraysh never used to do this, and those the subsidiaries of the Quraysh as well, and those who had pacts and agreements with the Quraysh, they never used to do this. However, everyone else, they either had to wear the clothes of Humps, and Humps here refers to the Quraysh, the clothes of the Quraysh, or they had to observe the tawaf without any clothes on. They couldn't use their original clothes. It's either you use the clothes of the Quraysh or no clothes at all. So those who didn't take the clothes of the Quraysh, they would circumambulate the Kaaba without any clothes. Wal'iyadu billah. And in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, he mentions how this practice has no precedence. Rather, the Quraysh invented this. They invented this for gains that would benefit them alone, subhanallah. And this was the way of Jahiliyyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam, He commanded us to take not just our clothing, but the best of our clothing whenever we go to Masjidul Haram. However, the scholars of Tafsir say that this ayah is not specific to Masjidul Haram. Rather, it includes all masajid. And not just all masajid, but all places that we take as a place of prayer. Including now, during COVID-19, with many of the masajid closed and many of us having to take places in our home as prayer places, we should ensure that we dress appropriately when we pray our salah and offer our salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not pray in our pajamas, for example, or in clothing that, subhanallah, we would not feel proud for other people to see us in had we left the house, for example, right? So clothing that is presentable in terms of the norms of our society, we should use that clothing, our best clothing, if we can. And if we can't go to our best, then at least clothing that is acceptable in terms of the norms of our society. If we were to meet people and interact with people and so on and so forth, we should use this clothing when we observe the salah. So this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this. And subhanallah, when Allah commands us towards this concept of clothing, He addresses us by saying, O children of Adam, reminding us about the sin that caused our mother and father to lose their clothing of Jannah. Reminding us to the act that caused them to lose their clothing and have their bodies exposed, subhanallah. So we can say here, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us towards modesty. And no doubt, whenever there's a discussion in the Sharia about modesty, it's connected towards doing good deeds and staying away from bad deeds. Because when our parents in paradise did a bad deed, Allah caused their their clothing to be removed, and then they had to cover themselves because they are shy. It's from the nature and fitrah of mankind to be shy. They started covering themselves with the leaves of Jannah. But if people engage in sin and more sin and more sin, they even become desensitized to the concept of being shy. And then we see, subhanAllah, how people behave in a manner without any shame, right? And this is well known to us, especially in the 21st century, for us to need to highlight this in our short moments together. So this is with regards to our clothing and our salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, eat and drink from that which is halal, but do not enter the realm of excessiveness. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the one who is excessive in their food and their drink. And in the month of Ramadan, subhanallah, where it's a month of fasting, but certain cultures have made it a month of not fasting, but feasting. This matter has to be revived. Right, we should eat appropriately, drink appropriately, so we can also gain rewards when we break our fast, as we had rewards when we fasted. We don't do something that is unbeloved to Allah, because Allah says Allah doesn't love those who are excessive in their food and their drink and every other matter. Right, so we don't want to fast during the day and then be excessive when we break the fast, and subhanAllah, disobey and displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we've spent the entire day trying to please Him. This moment is with this ayah, and this ayah is about clothing and eating and drinking and not being excessive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Until another moment, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.